This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. One of the shortcomings to the body politic is that they have to assign some sort of a political agenda to some things sometimes that are just evil. And they have to look and place blame for the existence of that evil on something. Evil is actually something that gestates individually. It may be shared. An idea, an evil idea may be shared. Nazism, the actual Nationalist Socialist Party of Germany, their political agenda and the way they executed it, that was a shared evil idea. But it began with one guy's idea. And he found like-minded people to help him push it. Now, to be sure, everybody that in the Nazi Party, some people joined the Nazi Party as a matter of survival. But everybody in the Nazi Party, while culpable, was not necessarily evil. Right? So. And don't start emailing me saying, are you saying that the Nazis weren't? Yes, I'm saying they're evil. What I'm saying is that it's very hard to get a group that crazy together. I don't think that. I think that was very logistically improbable. Of all the bad ideas on the landscape, though, one of the worst is the left's notion that the rampage killers are America's white Christian jihadist supremacists. There's a book out called The Religious Hunger of the Radical Right. You should probably read that, if only as an artifact of the Al-Quran ideological thinking that combines garden variety Christian bashing with the newly minted claims that mass shooters are, they chant, racist, sexist, homophobic. Given the two shootings at synagogues, they grudgingly admit anti-Semitism, but nevertheless own violent brand. Tara Isabella Burton warns, until we understand what really drives extremists, we will not be able to stop them. Well, she means she means religious extremists, Christians specifically. Burton is not alone in pushing the white Christian shooter narrative. They come out of the word work to moralize with arguments less sophisticated than children in China are starving, so eat your peas. As support, Burton references the disgraced smear artist of the Twitterati, Talia Lavin, not exactly the poster girl for ethics and journalism. It's tempting to read The Screaming Mimi as a more narcissistic update on thoughts and prayer journalism, but they have a story to tell, and so tell it they will. In this morality tale, the right has created the mass shooter out of teens who can't get a date, the teen who can't get the attention of his parents or teachers or the blonde in the back row of chemistry class. There's an acceptable conspiracy theory at play that in these dark days, it is Trump, Trump, Trump. Now, too much of this recent opinion piece can be read as an example of his elite disdain for the working poor, especially the white poor. And it serves as a blueprint tracing the dodgy tactic used to incite contempt. Now, Burton makes the point that religion no longer plays a prominent role in people's daily lives. She suggests that the search for meaning has driven people, read that to be straight white males, to the deep recesses of the racist, sexist, homophobic haunts on the internet. And once there, these young men are radicalized into white supremacy of a Christian variety. Now, when you unpack the narrative manipulations, all that comes up, sort of, is personality disorder. In the cult of incoherent identity politics, the guilty will be punished. The religious doctrine lays out the oppressed and the oppressor, and it works. Vanderbilt Air and bad boy Anderson Cooper is one of the oppressed, and generic laid off Bobby Bill is a social danger, and Fredo is the N-word, and all rampage killers are white Christians. Burton says, unlike Islamic jihadists, the online communities of incels, white supremacists, and anti-Semitic conspiracy theorists make no metaphysical truth claims, do not focus on God, and offer no promise of an afterlife or reward. But they fulfill the functions that sociologists generally attribute to a religion. They give their members a meaningful account of why the world is the way it is. They provide them with a sense of purpose and a possibility of sainthood. They offer a sense of community, and they establish clear roles and rituals that allow adherents to feel and act as part of a whole. These aren't just subcultures, they are churches. And until we recognize the religious hunger alongside the destructive hatred, we have little chance of stopping these terrorists. I'm going to go out on a limb here, because she sort of gave it away. She said that they make no metaphysical claim. Could that be because they're not religiously motivated? And, you know, sort of not focusing on God, that's sort of a tip-off there. That's sort of a tell. You know, no matter. These, and she says, these aren't just subcultures. They're churches. Imagine if a conservative asserted that a patrician elitism that makes up the left erected something called the Church of the Everlasting Contempt for the Unwashed Masses, and then asserted that the worshipers also had shooting ranges in the sanctuary. Wouldn't that just be crazy? Now, if you believe that religion is a fantasy that occupies the primitive brain pans of the tribe downriver, then I suppose you could see religion as analogous to the role-playing Dungeons and Dragons, or playing computer games, or spending hours on stealthy internet sites talking smack with like-minded sad sacks. The virtue of victimhood is that it has heroes and bravery and courage. And if they and they have the chutzpah to rag on guys who hang out in chat rooms for devolving into a fantasy life. What Burton does not mention are the toxins released by the misinformation crucial to identity politics, where presidential hopefuls spew pandering gibberish like the promise of abortions for transgender women. Which is, you know, they're also known as men. We live in culture. We live in a moment that holds out the offer of justice and righteousness and pure virtue for imagined injury and grievance for the chosen few. Now, this ginned-up rage machine of the left's identity role play is not at all different from the rage machine of the authoritarians of old. You could easily say in post-Obama America, as he could say in Trump's America. Neither is smart or true enough to bear repetition. Violence has been fetishized into and is deep-rooted in coastal elitism. And they have strategies, the elitists, they have strategies and allies in battles. Many of their points are framed in war language as well as malice in every cockamamie notion they hold dear. Adolescent angst, rage, feelings of hopelessness, the inability to imagine yourself in a future life because your boss screwed you. Your girlfriend dumped you, or you never had a girlfriend, or a job. All of that warrants mentioning. It can't be easy to live profoundly compartmentalized, bereft of insight, and so independent on ideological malice. And yet, that's what these guys are doing. They're living isolated. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm going to ask a favor of you. Again. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to this live, you're listening to this on the podcast, however you're listening to this. Social media. As I'm watching social media, like I got an email today from Google about AdSense. And on YouTube, while they're sort of telegraphing, we're not going to kick you off today, but we're definitely not going to let you monetize your videos. Which, monetizing my videos has never been the thing about YouTube. It's just being able to be seen, having an outlet. Likewise with Facebook, a lot of people ask me, why don't you work on your social media? Why? But I've had a couple of conversations. And I ask why simply because they're out. They're not interested in letting us persevere. They're not interested in us flourishing. They're interested in trying to shape the narrative. And until this moment comes where they are forced to give up their shaping of the narrative and just live and let live, until that moment comes, they're really not going to be, you know, they're not going to give anybody a fair shake. But if you're listening to me, I have four pieces of social media. I have YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Everything that I have is basically listed under Lock and Load Radio or Lock and Load Radio 1. I have 146 followers on Twitter. And I love each and every one of you. I have over 27,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I appreciate each and every one of you. I have about right at 5,400 followers on the Facebook page. And on Instagram, I've got followers, but I don't seem to have any engagement. So Instagram's not working out too much. But if it wouldn't be too much trouble just to get out there in a show of force, would you take the time, and I'm going to actually do a spot about this. I'm going to start running a spot on the show about asking you to please go Patreon. Just like the page, subscribe to the page, follow the page, you know, that kind of thing. I'll put out some good stuff. It'll be worthy of your attention. I fully swear. But Lock and Load Radio 1, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you wouldn't mind, if you'd help me out with that, I'd appreciate that. So, back to RBG, just because this is going to be the watershed moment. We now have a real possibility of a Supreme Court opening within the next year. And, for her, the last year has been like a really bad rewind of Weekend at Bernie's. Instead of enjoying her golden years in retirement, she's been propped up and hidden in the hopes of holding the seat until a Democrat is elected. The always elegant Michael Moore, who previously placed a Ginsburg doll atop a Christmas tree, summed up the Democrat zeitgeist when he tweeted, "Holy Mother OFRBG, whatever that means. Everybody, right this second, join a movement, campaign, grassroots group, whatever, and work nonstop between right now and November 2020. There are barricades up, and the left is manning those. A resulting hearing will make the Brett Kavanaugh fiasco, a dark moment in U.S. history, looked like a charming affair. In the event that President Donald Trump nominates Amy Coney Barrett, as many conservatives hope, the hearing will be a preview of the apocalypse. The rise of the hatred of the left, which has been aided and abetted for years by a persistent media bias and leftist propaganda, has created a rolling tidal wave of hate, ready to crash on shore in violence. The two most likely triggering events that would cause that crash are the re-election of Trump, which is most likely, and the next opening on the Supreme Court, particularly to fill Ginsburg's seat. It's an increasingly good bet that the latter is going to come first. Now, the Democrats are telegraphing they're going to go scorched earth to fight Barrett, and Senator Chuck Schumer will appeal to President Trump to prevent her nomination. Trump should politely decline Mr. Schumer's appeal. There are a few reasons why Barrett generates so much fear and hatred among Democrats. First reason is the routine hatred leftists reserve for all conservative-minded minorities and women, particularly if they are also people of faith. This is why Miguel Estrada's nomination to the federal bench was torpedoed in 2001, to prevent the possibility of a young Hispanic conservative rising to the Supreme Court. This is why Sarah Palin was mocked. Any conservatives who challenge the leftist narrative demanding that minorities and women pledge fealty to leftist orthodoxy must be destroyed lest the other people start getting ideas. They also know they're going to have a really bad time trying to disqualify Barrett, and will have to reach deeper into their toxic playbook than saying that she's a secret pedophile who likes gang rape and nice walks on the beach. Miss Barrett is also sort of young, so she's going to be on the court for decades. For Democrats, the Supreme Court wars boil down to abortion, the issue that most excites their perverse passion. It's a sad state of affairs when a major political party so champions the killing of the most vulnerable Americans as a mythical foundational right that they feel they must destroy anyone who could threaten this. They also understand that the fragile Roe v. Wade decision is built on a non-existent foundation. Feinstein's already previewed a primary argument to be wielded against Barrett if she's nominated, with Feinstein's dogma lives loudly within you comments in 2017. They will argue that as a believing Catholic, Barrett is somehow not qualified to be on the Supreme Court. Real believing Christians, vice the Nancy Pelosi variety, are biased and can't interpret the Constitution. The Constitution was written by people of faith for the purpose of governing more people, and there's nothing in the Constitution that is even remotely prohibitive of people of faith serving as judges. I hope, you know what? I'll hold this. Let's talk about what we can expect if the vacancy does occur when we get back, simply because this is likely. It is likely going to happen. This is very, very likely. So let's just discuss that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dorian is now a hurricane as it heads toward the eastern coast of Puerto Rico. Residents are preparing for heavy rain and high winds only 2 years after enduring Hurricane Maria's devastation. After making landfall in Puerto Rico, the hurricane is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Florida. As far as what Puerto Rico can expect?
Even if the center of the storm does not go over Puerto Rico, they will experience strong tropical storm force winds with possible wind gusts to hurricane force.
That's Dennis Felchin with the National Hurricane Center. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ending her presidential campaign.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race. But it's important to know when it's not your time.
Gillibrand failed to gain traction and also fell short of the criteria needed to qualify for the third Democratic presidential debate. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking about the scorched earth that the left is going to bring when Ruth Bader Ginsburg steps away, passes away, whatever's going to happen. If and when the vacancy does occur, the Democrats will first argue that any nomination should be put off until after the 2020 election. Now, Senator Mitch McConnell will reject this outright since he is too smart to fall for this trap. Failing at winning this argument, the media-aided leftists will try to leverage it to argue for a more palatable, read that to be leftist, nominee in the interest of compromise, which will also be rejected. Once the nomination is made, the left will go to war. Mobs will gather outside the homes of targeted Republican senators to intimidate and threaten them and their family members. Death threats will become ubiquitous background noise. Just imagine the recent protest outside McConnell's house when a participant cheerily threatened to stab him through the heart. Now, multiply that evil intensity by 1,000. Leftists will fiercely target any Republican senator who is viewed as wobbly, socially liberal, or from a blue state, like Senator Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Martha McSally, Cory Gardner, and Mitt Romney. They will all be targeted, as will others, in the hope of flipping for Republicans. Antifa-style violence is likely to break into the streets, and we are fast approaching the moment in history where some Supreme Court justices and their families will need as much protection as what is afforded the president. Former Obama official David Axelrod warned that a Supreme Court vacancy will tear this country apart. Whose fault is that? Democrats have always been the aggressors in the judicial wars. Ginsburg was confirmed 96-3. Sonia Sotomayor, 68-31. Elena Kagan, 63-37. And while Axelrod knows his political tribe all too well, Republicans should stand strong against intimidation and violence. Indeed, you should enlist some help. The entire left-stream media will blanket the airwaves and papers with round-the-clock condemnation of the nominees being out of the mainstream. Join by academia and the entertainment industry. They'll justify every outrage as part of the resistance, which will be a euphemism to cover all everything they do, every evil act, every action. And Republicans, get ready for this. Get set for this. No matter how bad they think it will get, it's going to be worse than you think it's going to get, Republicans. But if Republicans stand together, victory is assured. Leftist anger and hatred has been building toward this moment. All that is left is to wait for the right event to light that fuse. That might be coming soon. Let's shift gears a little bit. A perpetual question that comes up more than once is, especially among concealed carriers, is whether or not to engage a rampage killer, an active shooter, whatever you want to call them, if you happen to be around one. Very valid question. Also, the thing about many rampage shootings is that most of them occur in areas of commercial activity rather than schools or office buildings. So multiple mass shootings have occurred in Walmarts alone. The question is whether or not you, as a person with a permit and training and pistol in your concealed carry holster, should do something about it. This has a whole bunch of considerations, moral, ethical, practical. As far as the ethical consideration, what you're weighing is covering your own rear end first or confronting a threat to other people. Here's a hypothetical for you to consider. Say you've just walked into a shopping mall, you start hearing gunshots. They're clearly coming from the other end of the mall, and you're near the exit. Do you draw your weapon and run toward the shots, or do you usher anyone and everyone around you out the doors fast as possible and get to safety? Would you hide? Would you run? Would you ready yourself in case the shooter appears and you have to fire? Or would you try to find them to shut them down? Lots of people want to think they would rush in. They would confront. But it doesn't always work out that way in real life. There was a fantastic scene in Game of Thrones wherein a seasoned mercenary explains that in a real battle, men die, men soil themselves, men run. Meaning that there's what happens in training, and then there's what happens in one's mind's eye. But what happens in real life can be quite different when the metal meets the meat. And that much is up to you. We all have to make our own decision and think about what the best course of action is or might be according to our own criteria. Then there's a practical consideration. Obviously, there's a risk of confronting an armed person. There's also the risk of being misidentified as the shooter. Police are on scene already. Concealed carriers have confronted active shooters and have been wounded. Concealed carriers have attempted to intervene and they have been killed. But the odd thing is that when armed citizens do intervene, either in mass shootings or other violent crimes, they often have a high success rate. ConcealedCarry.com did an analysis of mass shootings using FBI data from 2000 to 2017. Domestic incidents and gang-related incidents were excluded, and mass shootings were defined as an attacker using a gun, and law enforcement as well as armed citizens had to be able to affect the outcome. They had identified 283 incidents during that time. Of those 33 incidents, 11.7% were known to have an armed citizen present. In 75.8%, 25 instances of those incidents, an armed person was successful in stopping the shooter. And 18.2% of those instances, or six, an armed citizen successfully reduced loss of life. An armed citizen was ineffective in either category only 6% of the time. In one of the two incidents, the armed citizen was advancing on the shooter without knowing there was a second shooter who shot him in the back. In the other, the shooter ambushed the armed citizen. Charles Whitman in Austin, he was pinned down by a bunch of armed citizens. In 1915, Monroe Phillips went on a shooting spree in Brunswick, Georgia. Two passersby ran into a hardware store, got a gun or two, and then they shot him. Then 1876, the Cold Younger Gang, when they attacked a bank in Northfield, Minnesota. The town knew they were coming, and they were waiting on them, so they waited for them to go in the bank, come out, and then they lit them up. Two of the gang were killed outright, evening the score, and all six of the survivors were wounded for their pains. Four were captured within 2 weeks, one of whom, Bob Younger, died of tuberculosis while he was in prison. Frank and Jesse James escaped, though Jesse James would ultimately get gunned down by Bob Ford. But there's no one answer to this. Escaping danger is less risky than confronting danger, and we all know this. It's more that you have to consider when you believe to be the best if you ever find yourself in the situation. And then you have to decide what you're going to do. Plain and simple. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, it's nice when statistics are on your side. When it comes to guns, I really truly believe the best statistical evidence shows that guns are in fact a force for good. But what if that wasn't the case? What if it turned out that the statistics showed that permissive gun ownership actually does more harm than good? Now, nothing of significance would follow. As valuable as they are, statistics aren't all that matters, nor are they even the most important thing we should take into account when making a public policy decision, especially decisions that involve natural rights. Now, when statistics are invoked in public policy discussions, it is almost always done as part of a cost-benefit analysis. This involves taking a given policy and weighing its positives and negatives. If there are more positives than negatives, then it's implied that adopting the policy is a good idea. If there are more negatives than positives, then it's implied that adopting the policy is a bad idea. That seems fairly simple, right? Many think that all of our decisions about the policies we adopt should follow this model. The technical term for this thinking, this way of thinking, is utilitarianism. The virtue of utilitarianism is that it's a pretty easy, natural, and straightforward way of making decisions. While it does sometimes require a familiarity with the relevant data and research method, which means we have to frequently trust experts, the underlying principle is intuitive. It's about the numbers. As intuitive as that may sound, there are many things that just cannot be reduced to just a numbers game. For example, suppose that enslaving an innocent minority of the population into forced labor would yield more good effects than bad effects. Since the numbers check out, would that make involuntary slavery justifiable in this situation? No.
No. The innocent minority's right to autonomy is more important than any gain in social utility. Here's another famous example. Suppose the only way to save five dying people would be for a transplant surgeon to kill an innocent person and distribute his organs among the five. Assuming that the numbers would yield a net positive result, would it be justifiable for him to do that? Once again, no. The innocent person's right to life resists the appeal to the greater good. So just because something makes sense, quote-unquote, from a numbers perspective, does not mean that it is morally permissible. Now, if you were to bring up these examples in a classroom, one response you would inevitably get is that these scenarios are dumb because they're never going to happen. Maybe they won't, but that misses the point completely. What these examples show is that there are certain things that are more important than cost-benefit analyses. The extreme nature of these scenarios just serves to make them appear more evident. Now, why am I bringing all this up? The takeaway from these examples is that natural rights are not things that depend on the balance of social utility, nor can they be overridden simply because there's a greater good at stake. If you want to know why, ask yourself this question. Why do you have a right to life? Is it because of what you can contribute to society? No, your right to life isn't dependent on your ability to perform to a certain level to produce social utility. You don't work to earn the right to life, nor is it given to you based on merit. It is a natural right that everyone has simply by virtue of having a human nature, by being born, in fact. Morality is fundamentally about living well, but that is impossible if the interests of the individual can be smothered by the interests of others. And for that reason, rights exist as shields to protect the goods we need in order to flourish as we should. They impose obligations on others to respect them. By their very nature, rights are bulwarks, are against utility. Just for the sake of talking, let's go back to the right to life. The right to life is our most fundamental right. It's the right on which all other rights depend. Rights to bodily autonomy, free speech, and other goods are meaningless if the person attached to these rights are, you know, if they're dead. Maybe some rights can yield to sufficiently weighty concerns, but the right to life does not seem to be one of those rights. We also saw earlier that the right to life isn't dependent on whether respecting your life would yield the best set of consequences. It is absolute and unrelenting, even if it would be more beneficial to violate it. It would be wrong for a surgeon to override your right to life in order to harvest your organs to save five people, even if in doing so he produces more beneficial outcome overall. It would be wrong to deliberately push an innocent man in front of a speeding train, even if that man's death resulted in 10 lives being saved. So the right to life has fundamental weight that cannot be overridden, cannot be defeated by any other right or social utility. But the same must also be true for the right to self-defense. Since the goal of self-defense is to protect life, the right of self-defense must extend to all cases that the right to life extends to. Hence, the right to self-defense must have equivalent strength, it must have same scope to the right to life. Indeed, since the right of self-defense is just part of the right to life, it must share in its strength. Are there any other related rights that also share in the strength of the right to life? Yeah. Note that the right of self-defense is the right to forcefully repel or a threat against oneself. But I cannot use force to repel an attack without using some means of force, whether it's a stick or a baseball bat, my arms, my legs. Exercising self-defense requires that I do something. But in order to do something, I must first possess some means of doing so. So if I possess the right of self-defense, I must also possess the right to some means of defense. And this is just another way of saying that I must possess the right to bear arms as a necessary component of the right of self-defense. Since the right to life includes the right to self-defense, which includes the right to bear arms, the right to life must include the right to bear arms. So the right to bear arms is a natural extension of the right to life. The rights to life and self-defense and arms are a package deal. If you have one, you have all of them. If you lack one, you lack all of them.
they possess equal strength and scope. This connection to gun ownership should be sort of obvious. Guns are accessible, effective, and proportionate means of self-defense. The right to own a gun is therefore simply an extension of the right to life. While the right to own a gun is not itself a natural right, after all, guns are things that we have invented, its role in safeguarding our most fundamental natural right means that it shares in its strength and its scope. Since the right to life is utility resistant, so is the right to own a gun. And there you have the basis for gun ownership. It's about your right of each one of you to have a reasonable means of fending off a deadly threat, whether it's against a criminal or a rogue government, whatever affects guns, whatever effects they have on average safety or average crime rates, is secondary. Even if permissive gun ownership increased average crime, it would not weaken the right one bit. Once again, like I said, I think the best statistical evidence shows that guns are a force for good. But there's a sense in which statistics do play an important part in arguing for gun rights. There's also, admittedly, a degree of simplicity or convenience in just trotting out the numbers versus an extended discourse on the nature of rights. So all that being said, the ultimate foundation for gun rights is not, has never been, and cannot ever be statistics. Statistics are an augmentation when you're breaking down the very basis, the very foundation of rights. They cannot be the only thing that we use to argue our case. Coming up on the third hour, and we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He put some really good stuff out this week. Hopefully we'll talk about that. That's coming up in about, 10 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.